Welcome to Next Day Prep. It is Monday, December 15th, 2025. We are looking at a sea of red for big tech, but a very interesting rotation under the surface. Let's dive in.
Yeah, energetic open, but the charts were definitely heavy today. We saw the S&P 500 slip 0.2%, and the NASDAQ took a harder hit, down 0.6%. The theme right now? Tech is tired, and money is moving to safety.
Tired is putting it mildly for some names. I mean, we have to start with the elephant in the room. ServiceNow, ticker NOW, down over 11% today. That is a massive haircut for a software giant.
It was a brutal session for them. This is a classic case of the market hating a big check being written. Bloomberg reported they're looking to acquire cybersecurity firm Armis for about $7 billion. And then, to add insult to injury, KeyBank downgraded the stock to underweight.
$7 billion. That is a steep price tag. Why the negativity? Is it just the cost?
It's the valuation relative to the risk. You're paying a premium, about 20 times arranged by, for a company that's likely cash flow negative. KeyBank's point, which I agree with, is that ServiceNow is pivoting aggressively because their core seat-based pricing model is hitting a wall. IT hiring is slowing down, so they need this growth from Armis to secure the network assets, not just the users. But the market sees it as a desperate expensive reach.
Got it. So defensive move with offensive upside, but investors aren't buying the story yet. Now, speaking of bad days, the real estate platforms took a beating too. Zillow and CoStar.
Oh, absolute carnage there. Zillow down nearly 8%. This is the Google fear factor kicking in. Reports surface that Alphabet is testing real estate listings directly in search results. If Google decides to eat your lunch, you're in trouble. Alphabet stock barely moved, but the mere threat crushed the niche players.
Brutal. Okay, let's flip the script. It wasn't all doom and gloom. Where was the strength? Because the S&P equal weight index actually scratched out a gain.
Exactly. That's the rotation I mentioned. The AI trade is pulling back. Look at Broadcom and Oracle continuing their post-earnings slide, but money flowed into defensives. Healthcare was the MVP today, up 1.3%. Bristol Myers and Eli Lilly both catching nice bids. It's a flight to safety ahead of the data.
And we saw Tesla bucking the mega cap trend too, right?
Right. Tesla, up 3.5%. The catalyst there is the robotaxi testing in Austin, reportedly without human safety drivers. That narrative is keeping the momentum alive, even while the rest of the Magnificent Seven face pressure.
Okay, let's zoom out to the macro picture. We've got President Trump narrowing down his Fed chair list. It's down to Kevin Hassett and Kevin Warsh.
That's the word. Hassett was the front runner, but there's some noise about his independence. The market is watching this closely because policy easing is the big question mark. We had Fed Governor Moran today reiterating that we need quicker easing to save the labor market. Which brings us to tomorrow.
The big one, the November employment situation report.
This is critical. Powell already hinted last week that previous hiring figures might have been overstated. If tomorrow's number comes in weak, that rotation into defensives we saw today, it's going to accelerate. The market is on edge.
Let's get tactical for the traders listening, looking at the wave rider data. How are we setting up for tomorrow?
Sentiment is cautious. The SPY is consolidating. We closed at 680.82, struggling to hold gains. The key level to watch tomorrow is 680 flat. That's your support. If we break below that on volume, we could see more downside. Resistance is sitting up at 681.70.
Any specific setups catching your eye for the morning?
Yeah, I'm looking at a couple of spots. For a continuation play, keep an eye on SAIC. It showed relative strength with a high-volume power move into the close. If it can break over 101.80, it has room to run. On the flip side, if you want a reversal play, look at VSCO. It had a strong bounce off the lows. If it holds above 54.50, we could see a push toward 56.
Excellent. So watch that 680 level on the SPY, keep an eye on the jobs number at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, and don't chase the tired tech names.
Spot on. Cash is a position, and risk management is everything in this chop. Good luck out there.
Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep. We'll catch you in the next session.